fill in some of the things that you mentioned yesterday before we go ahead. If we go ahead. First of all, the Gemara says that first I want to fix up something that I said a few days ago, which was a mistake. Somebody pointed out to me. I mentioned the Heora that Rabbi Yehuda is the one in the Mishnah who mentions Hanukkah, and according to those who say Rabbi Yehuda Badaf Rabbi Nosi didn't want to mention Hanukkah because he was upset that they took away the Malchus from Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Nosi came from Yehuda, so he didn't want to mention it. It's interesting that the one who mentions Hanukkah in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, as it tells, because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. It's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abeloi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe. It's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abeloi, so the word is meaningless. In any case, let's go with yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned a few in Yonim, and today to at least mention some of the pratim of them. One is a cotton. Can a cotton be motzi? Right, a godel. So the Gemara says that hidlika cherishot to the cotton is loss of a loklo, meaning that if a cotton lit the menorah for you, now you're not yotze, you've had lokos and mitzvah. So what cotton are we talking about? So the Baal Ha'iter holds that a cotton shigia lechinuch, he's chayiv in chinuch, right, by himself. So he's only chayiv midrabanan, and also hold near mitzvahanik is only drabanan. The Rabbana can be motzi in other Rabbana. So cotton shigia lechinuch can be motzi a godel in hadlakas ner Chanukah. And the Meiri says that you can't be motzi. And the Shaila, not just the Meiri and the Baal Ha'iter, there's a lot of different Rishonim, right, that hold on both sides. And the Shaila is dependent on one of two things. One is the cotton is a trade Rabbana, because the chiyuv of ner Chanukah is the Rabbana, but a cotton is only the Rabbana in that. So there's one machlokis whether a trade the Rabbanan can be motzi a chad the Rabbanan, or does that make a difference? Or since it's all the Rabbanan, one the Rabbanan can motzi another the Rabbanan. There's another shiloh also that it depends on. The mitzvah of chinuch, is that a mitzvah on the cotton? In other words, mitzad chinuch, the cotton is chayiv in the Rabbanan. Or no, a cotton is never chayiv in anything. It's a chiyuv on the father to teach him. There's no chiyuv on the kid at all. If there's a chiyuv of the Rabbanan on the kid, then you could say he's chayiv the Rabbanan, and the godel is chayiv the Rabbanan, and a cotton can be motzi a godel. But if the chiyuv on the cotton is no chiyuv at all, the cotton is not chayiv at all, it's the father who's chayiv to train his child, then the cotton is not chayiv. How could he be motzi? He's not even chayiv the Rabbanan. Okay, those are the two passable svaras. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both deos. At least by Chanukah, by Megillah, he only brings down that a cotton can't be motzi, a godel. And there's a shaila whether by Chanukah he holds at least that there is a day that you could, but the Maisla Halacha, by both of them, the Halacha is that a cotton can't be motzi, a godel. Okay. Noshim says that women could be motzi, right? And that seems to be clear, that Rav Zera said, Madlikin Oleg Adesi, means his wife was lighting for him. And that's Pashtus, the halacha. The Meiri brings down a deya that a woman can't be motzi a man in hadlakas ner Chanukah, because her chiyuv is a lesser chiyuv. A man is chayiv because of the takana of the rabbana. A woman's only chayiv because athein hayu boso anes. A separate new kind of chiyuv of athein hayu boso anes. Right? There's two ways of learning athein hayu boso anes. One is that since they were also the nes, the rabbana also were misakin for them. So they have the exact same chiyuv as everybody else, or no? The Rabbanim made a takana for men. Women have a chiyuv because of Athein Hayu also anes, a separate kind of chiyuv, and therefore a woman can't be motzi a man. Okay, the next thing is achsanya, a guest. Okay? So there are two ways of learning why a guest is chayiv to light his own menorah or to mishtatif together with the balabayas. One is that really the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah has nothing to do with the home. It has to do with the person. Every person is chayiv to light Ner Chanukah. There's only a tnai that you have to be in a home. Right? But it's not that the home is what's mechayiv. It's the person who's chayiv. But if you're not in a home, then that's a tnai in your chiyuv, that you have to be in a home. So if you're a guest in somebody else's home, you have the tnai of the home, and you're chayiv in Ner Chanukah. That's how the Ran learns. And Tosus and Sukkah learns differently. He holds the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is only on the home. Person himself is not chayiv in Ner Chanukah. If you're not, you don't have a home, you're not chayiv. You live in the desert, you don't have any home, you're not chayiv to light Ner Chanukah. But a person who's a guest in somebody else's house, for him, that's his home. So therefore, what's it called? He has a chiyuv to light in his temporary home also. That's the difference. Now, the Ran also learns that that which the Gemara says that you could be mishtatif, bepriti, you give some money to the balabayas and you yotze with his lighting, that's lavdafka. You, if you want, you could light yourself too. You don't have to do it like that. If you want to, you can light yourself. If you don't want to do, you can be mishtatif in his lighting. Now, why do you have to mishtatif bepriti? Why can't you just make him a shliach? Make you my shliach to light candles for me. So one reason the Ran says is that the neiros have to be considered like mine, right? I can't. You can light candles, but you can't light my candles unless they're not mine, right? So by Hanukkah, it has to be not just that I lit candles, I lit my candles. So therefore, after mishtate bepriti, then you could be my shliach. The Balatanya, Sefer HaTanya is a Rishon. He learns that what's it called, different reason. He says, interesting svara, which applies by other things. He says, since the Balabayas has a chiyuv to light for himself, he can't be a shliach to light for me. Right? Because it's his neiros. He can only be a shliach to light for me. If I give him money to light, then he's a higher madrega of a shliach. Like Yad Poel. Right? He's my Poel. Right? But like Bris Mila, it says. The shachos, you can't make a shliach by Bris Mila. The father does it himself, and if he doesn't do it himself, then the mole is doing his own mitzvah. Because everybody has a mitzvah to mal this kid if the father doesn't do it. So why should the mole do it for me, the father, if he do it for his own mitzvah? Same thing over here. Why should the balabayas have me in mind if he has his own mitzvah to do? Right? So the only reason he's having me in mind is because you need a higher madreg of shlichus, which is giving the money. Okay. The nafkamina between the two would be, I think, if the balabayas was already yotze, and he's only being motzi me, not his own mitzvah, then according to the Sefer HaTanya, you wouldn't need the pruta. And it's still, according to the Ran, you still need the pruta, because it still has to be my candles.
Could he say only brachos?
What?
Could he say only brachos?
Who?
If he's already yotze to balabayas.
If the other person's there, yeah. If he's not there, no. Okay. Okay, now, how does it help giving a pruta? The halacha is that you're not kona things with kesef alone. You have to make meshicha, you have to make some kind of kinyan. Right? Kesef, so the answer is that in HaTorah, you could be kona with the mos alone. Money, giving money from the Torah is a kinyan. The Rabbanan made a special takana that money doesn't help, for whatever reason, not to go into it now. But in any case, but since this is only a takana of the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said, you could be yotze with the kinyan deraisa just by giving money. And therefore the Rashba holds lavdaf giving money. But if the guy wants to give you the oil for free, he wants to be maknit to you, he can make a kinyan and give you as a matana also. You don't have to daf to give money. Okay, now, when the achsanya, so we said either he can light himself, or he can be mishtatif with the balabayas. What happens if they're lighting for him in his house? He has a wife who's home, or other people in the house that are lighting for him. So then, the what's it called? The Mordechai holds that he doesn't have to light himself, but the Maisa, he has to see to it that he sees the Neiros and makes a brach on the scene. Because there's two inyanim. There's an inyan of being Yotze Hablokas Ner Chanukah, and there's an inyan of seeing Ner Chanukah. So even though he's Yotze Hablokas Ner Chanukah, the Mordechai holds, he's still not Yotze seeing Ner Chanukah. He has to make sure that he sees somebody's Ner Chanukah, makes a brach on it, even though they're Madlika, Bideso. The Trumas HaDeshen holds that even if they are lighting for him in his home, he's allowed to light himself with a bracha. No worse than Mahadrim in a Mahadrim. Right? Even though in the house the Balabayas lights, all of his children also light. Right? Even though somebody else is lighting. So it's no worse over here. Somebody's lighting his house, he's lighting for himself also. And the Marshal holds that it's also for him to make a bracha. It's not like Mahadrim and Mahadrim means in the same household, a lot of people can light. But if somebody's already motzi in your house, then you can't light somewhere else. What's it called? You already were yotze. You can't light again. The Ma'aril says that since Bizman Hazeh, we're no hate that everybody lights, right? And Achsani has to light for himself and not the Mishpat de Beprut, because of Chshat. Because people say he's not lighting their Hanukkah. They won't realize that he's being yotze with somebody else's. So Bizman Hazeh and Achsani should make sure that he lights, according to the Ma'aril, lights his own menorah. If he has his own room, right, then he has to light for himself, and he shouldn't be mishtakhe kufruti. And the Rif and the Rosh hold, and the Rambam, even if somebody's madlik alob beveso, if he has his own room in a different person's house, right, where he sleeps, then he has to light his own menorah. Even if he's eating by the balabayas, he doesn't eat separately, but he sleeps separately, then he has to light his own own candles. And the shayla is, where does he light? The Marshal holds that he lights where he sleeps, because that's his ikur place. And the Rashba holds that the ikur is where you eat. And this machlokas has a lot of it's nogeya to yeshiva bachrim. Where do they light? They have a separate dormitory room, right? And they have sometimes a separate dining room, different building. So which building do they light in? Where they eat or where they sleep? It's a machlokas. The Chazon Ish held they should light in the cheder ochel, because the ikur is where a person eats. And Rav Moshe Feinstein held that wherever they eat is not meyuchah to every bacher. Everybody is equal in the dining room. It's like a restaurant, right? The ikur is with a person's own room. So that's what's meyuchah to him. So Rav Moshe held he should light where you sleep, and Chazon Ish held he should light where you eat. Right? In Tells, they didn't do either way. Tells, they lit in the Beis Medrash. Because in Tells, that was the ikur place that a bacher was. Other yeshivas could be the dining room, could be the dormitory. In Tells, the ikur was the Beis Medrash. The next thing is the brachos. It's interesting. The chora, nobody mentions that you light where you learn. Right? Either the truth is that in Tells, they didn't want the bacherim to light in the dormitories. Maybe they held, because they had two fires in the history of Tells, one in Europe, which destroyed the whole city, and one in Cleveland, which two boys were killed. So they were very, very wary of having any candles ever lit, right, the dormitory. And the dining room, Estama, they held that was not where you yod say, so they held it. The Ikur Kviyas, therefore, is in the Beis Medrash. I remember one year, some bacher either wrote or called Rav Moshe Feinstein to get a psak from him, if, you know, since it was unusual for anyone, no yeshiva lights in the Beis Medrash. So, and Rav Moshe said, you're not yotze if you light in the Beis Medrash. So he hung up a sign on the bulletin board in the yeshiva that people should know that the posei kador Rav Moshe Feinstein pasman, nobody here is yotze havlokas near Chanukah since they light in the Beis Medrash. And I remember that Rav Gifter got up in the shmooze, and he said, do you think we're a band of Amaratzim over here? We also can pass Kinshilas, right? With all due respect to Moshe Feinstein. And the Bacher who hung up that chutzpah dika note, right, telling everybody they're not Yotze, even though their shivas hold that for generations they lit in the Beis Medrash here, should stand up and take achrayas for putting up an anonymous note on the bulletin board. And nobody got up. Maybe the whole Beis Medrash should have gotten up, but nobody got up, right? Sort of Gifter said, not only is the guy a mechutzah, he's also a coward, right? Which is probably even worse. And that was the end of that maisa. But from then, they didn't allow anybody to hang up anything unless they signed their name to it, which we have over here also. We'll do something, take credit for it. If not, if you're too afraid to take credit, don't put it up. In any case, I don't know what that fit into the Gemara, but that was interesting. Okay, the brachos. The shaila is, there's three brachos. L'hadlik ner, sha'asa nisim. The Shilta says an interesting, normally you think that the idea is that on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner, there's two parts. There's the mitzvah of the Hadlaka, and then there's also Pirsumei Nisa. So on the Hadlaka part, you make Lahadlik Ner, and on the Pirsumei Nisa, you make Shasa Nisim. But the Shiltis learns that the Shasa Nisim has nothing to do with the Ner. Just like every Yontif. You make a bracha on the Yom, right? You make a, what's it called, bracha on the just like when you come back to a place where a nace happened, you make a bracha, shasali nace b'mokam hazeh. When you come back to the time zone of that nace, you also make a bracha, shasanisim lavosenu, bazman hazeh. Right? Just like b'mokam hazeh, bazman hazeh. And therefore, even if you don't light any candles, Shiltis holds, right, you would make a bracha, and you don't see any candles, you'd have to make a bracha, shasanisim. If you're in some place, and you have no oil, you have nothing, right, you're in a concentration camp, you can't light, what's it called, candles, you still have to make a bracha, shasanisim. That's what the Shiltis holds. Tosus and Sukkah says that you only make the bracha, shasanisim, either if you're lighting, or you're in the kind of mitzvah of Riyah. But if you don't have candles, bichlal, there's no bracha, shasanisim. Makom, you do make a bracha on an ace, not zman. Okay. Okay. The Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all paskin that first you make the bracha shasa nisin, and then the bracha of shechianu. There's a girsa also in the Shiltis that the Nitziv brings down that the shechianu comes first before the what's it called the bracha of shasa nisin. When you only see the candles. If you see the candles, you make first the Shechianu, and then Shasanisim. If you light, then you first make the Shasanisim, and then the Shechianu. Okay. In the Mesechus Sofrim, it says, interesting order, we will make all the brachas, and then we light the first candle. And then after lighting the first candle, we say, Haneris Halolo. That's the Halacha. The Mesechus Sofrim says that you first make Lahadlik, you light the candle, you say Haneris Halalu, and then you make the bracha Shasanisim and Shechion. After, then when the candles are lit and you're watching them, then you make Shasanisim and Shechion. The Rabbeinu Yona has an interesting shita. He holds that you light after what's it called, Lahadlik, and before you light the next candle, in other words, the second night and onward, you make the Shasanisim before the new candle. You light the first candle, and then the extra candle you make the Shasanisim on. So you're making the bracha lahadlik before you light the first candle, and the bracha Shasanisim before you light the next candle. Okay. Now, the Meiri holds that Shechianu you make even if you don't light any candles. First night of Hanukkah, just like the first night of any Yontif, right, you make a bracha Shechianu on the day. Yitzumo Shalyom. And therefore, even if you don't light any candles, you would make a Shechianu the first night of Hanukkah. The Pri Chodesh holds that the Shechianu is dafka on the mitzvah of near Hanukkah, and there's no bracha on Yitzumo Shalom. Yitzumo Shalom is only when you kiddush. So when you kiddush, you make a bracha Shechianu. But when there's no kiddush, right, there's no kiddusha to the day, right, Hanukkah, there's no Isser Malacha, then you don't make a Shechianu unless you're Makai in the mitzvah. Okay, either the mitzvah of Hadlaka or the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Also, the Meiri brings down, and this is Takat Halacha, that if for some reason you didn't make a Shechianu the first day, right, you didn't have candles the first day, right, according to our way we hold it goes with the candles, and you the first day you're lighting is the second day, or third day, or fourth day, then you make a Shechianu the first time that you light. However, there's a Marash who says that you only make a Shechianu if you light the first day. But if you don't light the first, you don't light at all, then you don't make a Shechianu even the first day. If you don't light the first day, but you light the second day, you don't make a Shechianu then either. You only make a Shechianu with two tznoyim. You're lighting, and it's the first day. Or lighting or seeing. Another interesting, the Bach says, what happens if the first night you didn't light, and you didn't see, but your wife lit for you at home? And she made all the brachas. And now the second night you're lighting. You came home, you're away, right? You didn't light Chanukah lit where you were. Your wife lit the first day for you. The second day is the first time you're actually lighting. So do you make a Shechianu or not? Right? If you were Yotze the Shechianu with your wife's brachas because she lit for you, then you shouldn't make a Shechianu the second day. But if no, you were Yotze Hadlokas Neiros, but the brachas you didn't make. So it could be the second day you have to make a Shechianu. Right? You don't have to be Yotze the brachos. She made the brachos because she lit. You were Yotze because in your home they were lighting. But the brachos you didn't hear. So the Nele, you have to make a Shechiyama. So there's what's it called? The Magen Avraham holds that you're Yotze with everything, and it's as if you lit, and the Mele the next day you can't make a Shechiyama. And the Bach holds you do make a Shechiyama the second day. Because the Nice, it's as if you lit, but you'd nice you didn't never made the bracha shechiyano, so you have to make it the second day. The nusach, we said, was ner shella chanukah. The Mishabura Pasim is like that. You shouldn't say two words, shell chanukah, like by Shabbos, shell Shabbos, but shella chanukah. That is the proper way of saying it. And the reason is, the Magen Avraham brings us down the name of the shalah, and because over here, it's miyuchad for Chanukah. Shabbos, you can use it for your own purposes. So it's ner shel Shabbos. It's a ner that happens to be. But here it's ner miyuchad shel Chanukah. This ner is only for Chanukah. You can't use it for anything else. Also, Shabbos has other mitzvahs. So this is one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. This is ner shel Shabbos. There's other. But Chanukah is only one mitzvah. So this is ner shel Chanukah. It's not one of the mitzvahs of Hanukkah. It is the only mitzvah of Hanukkah. So that's why the nusach is different by Ner Hanukkah than by Ner Shabbos. The halach of Roa Ner Hanukkah. Okay. Tosfos holds that the mitzvah of Re'iyah is kolul in the mitzvah of Hadlaka. Right? It takes its place. In other words, really the mitzvah is Hadlaka, but if for some reason you can't light, then second best is just to see somebody else's lighted candles. Okay? And therefore, somebody is lighting for in their home doesn't make a bracha on the Riyah. The bracha is in place of lighting. But if you have a halacha like you lit, there's no Indian to make a bracha on seeing. Seeing is not a separate thing. It's either you light or you see. But if you light or it's considered like you lit, then there's no bracha on seeing. Okay? The Baal HaMa'oros holds that even if somebody lit for you, so you're Yotze lighting, there's still an inyan to see Neiros Chanukah and to make a brach on it. And the Rambam also holds like that. That it's not a substitute for lighting. Right? There's two separate inyanim in Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. One is the actual lighting, and the other one is seeing Neiros. So if you light your own, you light it and you see it. But if somebody else lights for you where you're not there, then you lit, but you didn't see. So now, when you can see somebody else's neighbors, you have to make a bracha. And the Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings down these two days. He brings down Taka. There's a shita that holds that seeing is only in place of lighting, and what's it called? Others hold that seeing is an addition to lighting if you didn't see. Okay. The Rashba and the Ran hold, not only if somebody lit already for you, don't you make a bracha on seeing, but if you know that night you're going to eventually light. You're walking home, you see somebody else in there, you haven't lit yet. So they hold, if you know for sure you're going to light that night, you don't make a brach on the Riyah. Since you know for sure you're going to be Yotze in the mitzvah with lighting, there's no inyan of having any mitzvah of seeing. From Rashi is mashma, not like that. We were medayik in Rashi when we said it. Rashi says that in kvar hidlik, then you don't make a brach on, but if mashma, if you're going to light, but you didn't yet, and you see somebody else's neiros, you have to make a bracha on them. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins lemaisa that you only make a bracha on the Re'iyah, the Shasa Nisim, right, if you're not going to light that night, you haven't lit, and nobody's lighting for you. But if in any way you're going to light, you did light, somebody else is lighting for you, then there's no bracha on the Riyah, because he holds that it's only a substitute for lighting, and the Iker Mitzvah is lighting, and a substitute is seeing, but if in any way you're going to light, you don't make the bracha, and that's how we pass on Taka. Okay, the last thing was a bracha on a Sothik. Okay, and we said, I think we mentioned yesterday a little bit of this, that Rava holds a Bayin Rava, right? Why do you make a bracha, what's it called, not a bracha on Demai, right? So Baya says because you don't make a bracha on a suffix, and Rava says that Demai is different because it's not even a suffix, it's only a chumrah. That's how Rashi learns. And therefore Rashi would learn that Rava holds that if it wouldn't be a chumrah, it would be a real suffix, you'd make a bracha on it. Right? You make a bracha on suffix to Devraya. Right? And the Ritva in fact says in Rava that Rava holds you make a bracha in every suffix bracha. So if you're not sure you made a bracha on bread or whatever, you always make another bracha. That's what Rava's sheet is, according to Ritva. Okay. The Ramban learns that Rava holds that Demai is a Vada. Right, something similar to what we said yesterday. But Rabbanan really Demai, you shouldn't have to take off Demai. Because Rov Amehoritz Master, the Rabbanan made a special takana, mitam vadai, that you have to take off Demai. Okay? So therefore, Rava also holds you don't make a bracha on a suffix. It's not that Rava holds that if it would be a suffix, you'd make a bracha. He holds not a suffix, and therefore, that's why it's a special takana by itself, and they didn't make a bracha for that takana. But there's no raya from Rava that if it would be a suffix, you'd make a bracha. The reason you make a bracha is because of a hecker. They wanted you to know that it's only the Rabbanan. Okay. The Ran in Rashi, who says that the Rava holds you make a bracha on stekos, right, is mechalik between the following kinds of stekos. There's two kinds of suffix. One is, I'm chayiv in lulav, but I'm not sure if I was yotzei lulav or not. Okay, I don't remember if I was notal lulav or not. So if I have to be notal lulav again, I have to make a bracha on the lulav again. Okay, that's the kind of bracha that if you're mesupik, you still have to make it, right? I'm not sure if I was yotzei lulav. I have to do the mitzvah again because suffik deraisa l'chumra, right? And now I have to make a bracha again too. What happens though if I'm not sure if I'm chayiv altogether? For instance, a koi. A koi is an animal where there's a suffik where you have to make kisi adam. So it could be a chaya and then you have to cover the blood, or it's a behemah, you don't cover the blood. So there's no bracha on covering the blood of a koi. Because there's no chiyu for sure. Here, the whole chiyu is a suffix, right? A kid is born with a minyan. So the halacha is, you have to be makif dam bris, right? So here, there's no chiyu. We're not sure if there's a chiyu or not, right? Could be that we're choshesh, but maybe there's a hidden orla. Could be there's nothing. So there never was a chiyu. The whole chiyu is a suffix. There, you don't make any bracha. In things where the chiyu is a suffix, then you don't make a bracha. Where the chiyuv is a vade, but you're not sure if you were yotzei or not, then you do make a bracha again. The prichodesh holds. That's what I just told you is the prichodesh. Some hold that this only applies to a mitzvah d'oraisa. When you have a mitzvah of the Raisa, where you're surely chayiv, and you're not sure if you were yotzei, and you have to do the mitzvah again, then you have to make the bracha again too. But in a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, that you're not sure, for instance, you're not sure if you lit Hanukkah candles. So then you don't make the bracha again. But since the whole chiyuv to do the thing again is only the Rabbanan, right, you don't have to make a bracha again on a chiyuv the Rabbanan. Okay. Omer Avuna, Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Beis Psochim. Okay, and here depends again the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas we had before. We're talking about lighting on the Chotzer to Rishus HaRabim, or lighting from the house to the Chotzer. But whatever, if you have two doorways that open from your house into the Chotzer, okay? Tzricha Shtei Neiros, right? The way Rashi learns that you light at the Pesach Habayis, into the Chotzer. So it's talking where you have two doorways from your house into what's it called, into the Chotzer. According to Tosfos that you learn, you light from the Chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim. So it's talking where the Chotzer has two doorways, what's it called, into Rishus HaRabim. So Chotzer Sheish Lebeis Pesachim, Tzricha Shtei Neiros, you have to light a candle in each doorway. Why? V'omar Rava, Lo amron ela mishtei ruchos. That's only if the two doorways are in two different directions. Right? Rashi says, one's north and one's east. Okay? Avo miruach achas, if both of them are on the same side, right, lo tzor, then you don't have to light again. My timer. Ilein lo mishum chshoda deman. If the whole reason you have to light again is because we're afraid that people will suspect that you didn't light near Hanukkah, they'll see one door without a candle, and they'll say, the guy didn't light Ner Chanukah, right? So who are we afraid is going to be choshed? Ilei mechshoda di alma, people who don't know, people come from other places and don't know who lives in this house, right? So what are they going to think? That the house is a duplex. that the two doors belong to two different people. And one of them lit Ner Hanukkah and one of them didn't. Right? They're going to think that the house is like divided in between and it's divided up for two different families. So one family lit and one family didn't light. Right? So afilu beruach achas nami. That applies even if it's all in one direction. Because they could think that this guy's door, this door belongs to this family, and this door belongs to this family, right? You have duplexes which have two doors on the same side, and they're to two different families. So if you're worried about people who don't know who live in this house, right, then you should be choshed, right, even if the two doors are the same way. That somebody's going to be choshed, that somebody didn't light Ner Hanukkah, right? And the idea of chshad is not just that it's going to hurt somebody, because here there's nobody to hurt. Because the truth is that there is no other family. But the idea of chshad is that if I see somebody, there's somebody who doesn't like Hanukkah candles, then that makes it roshim on me, right? Then it's easier for me not to be yotzi. See, yeah, there's people who don't do it, so it's not that choshim, right? So it's not just the chshad is for other people, right? It's the fact that Maral Diskin has a tshuva. He says that the idea of being done the katzlus, not being choshed other people. Right? There's an idea that you shouldn't make other people be choshed you. You should be sinikiyin. Don't do things that make other people suspicious of you. And there's also an inyan of not being suspicious of other people. Each person has his chiyuv. I have a chiyuv not to be suspicious of you, to be done your lekatzkos. You have a chiyuv not to give me the opportunity to be suspicious of you. Okay? So he says normally we think be done lekatzkos is for the sake of the other person. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't be suspicious. He says, no, it's for your purpose. Because if you're not done people of Katzchus, this guy did this thing wrong, this guy did, right, then you're not going to have the peer pressure to keep you from doing things wrong. If everybody does things wrong, you can do it too. So you'd be done the Katzchus is to bolster your not doing bad. Because this way you don't look at other people who did bad, doesn't weaken your peer pressure that's on you. So the Nela, even though there's no other family here, so who are you harming by being Choshed? But the whole idea of Chshad is bad for the person who's doing the chshad, right? You're making that person be suspicious, and it's affecting him. Okay. So therefore, you should have this halacha, even if it's in one direction, right? And there's two doors, you should have to light in both doors. Ich shodu de b'masad. If you say that we're not afraid from people who come from other places, they don't know what's going on, so they're not going to be suspicious. They don't know. We're afraid only of people who live in this city. And I feel Mishnei Ruchos Nomi, lovely boy. They know that only one person lives in this house. And he has two doors. So then, what difference does it make if it's the back door, the front door, the side door, or the two doors together? They know there's a one family house. So they'll know that, what's it called, the guy lived in the other door, not in this door. Or it says, we're not afraid of people who come from outside the city. Therefore, if it's in one direction, what's it called? People will see the nair in the doorway, right? They're not going to be choshed that somebody else lives here because they know that nobody else lives there. What are we afraid of? Only the people who live in the city, who know, right? The zin in the mechalf, the behai, velochad, the citizen. If it's in one direction, they'll see the guy lit. And they're not going to be choshed that in the other door somebody else didn't lit because they know there's nobody else here. But what's going to happen? The guy's going to come from the north. And he's not going to see that the guy lit Hanukkah lit. And he's not going to go around the side to the east. So he's going to say, the guy didn't light Hanukkah lit. He's not going to think that he lit it in his other door. Okay, the first impression is going to be, the guy didn't light. And that's the problem. But if it's in the same direction, there's no problem. At the same time that he sees the door without the candle, he'll see the other door with the candle. But it's possible if it's in two different directions, he'll only see the door without the candle and be choshed that he didn't light Bechlav. The guy will say, just like he didn't light over here, he didn't light in the other one also. In other words, he didn't light the chlal. Right? Not that he lit in the other door. Okay. And therefore, they bring down that if in case, what's it called, we know for sure that one door opens to Rosh Hashanah, the other door opens to the har or whatever, nobody's there. So it's mistaber that he dafka lit in the other door, then this chshad doesn't apply. Now, if there's some reason that the one door is obviously the one where you should light and the other door not, then the chora, this chshad, doesn't apply. Okay, Mirz Hashem, after we finish the next omelet, we'll go back. There's not that much on this next omelet anyway, so we're not going to have to spend a good portion of the day on it. Let's go on. How do you know that you're afraid of suspicion, right? That you don't want to make other people be suspicious. Titanya Umrib Shimon, Bishvil Arbod Gorim Umra Torah Niach Peya Bisof Sadeh. Four reasons why the Torah said when you take Peya, you take it at the end. You leave it at the end of the field. You don't take it, even though Minadin, Mikaradin, you could take it to Lachora in the beginning too. But the Torah was Machbid, but Dafka to take it at the end. Okay, to leave it in the end. For four reasons. Mipnei Gezel Aniyim. One reason is because of Gezel Aniyim, right? Because the Gemara explained. Mipnei Bitl Aniyim, Mipnei Achshad, Mishum Bal Techala. Now the Gemara explains. Mipnei Gezel Aniyim, what are you stealing from the Aniyim? If you don't take the Peya, leave it at the end. Shlo Yira Balabayis Shaw Pnuya, the Omer Lekrovo Oni Harezu Peya. Right? That we don't leave the Balabayis, the Torah didn't want to leave the Balabayis the option of waiting for an opportune moment when no Aniyim are around and then saying, okay, here's the Peya, and getting his relative to come and take it. This way the Aniyim know until he finishes the harvest and he leaves the last thing, there's no Peya. So we'll be around when he finishes. Okay? Otherwise the Aniyim have to sit there the whole time, which is the next thing. Right? And all he's waiting, when is he going to take off the Peya? And we're afraid that maybe, the Torah was afraid, that if we let him take Peya at any point, right, he'll take the opportune time and nobody else around to give it to his own relatives. Umipnei bitlaniyim, shelo yaniyim yoshvin mashamrim, achshav miniach balabayis Peya. The Aniyim shouldn't have to waste their time sitting around waiting and so they can get first grab. What's it called when he takes Peya? They know he's going to take it only after the harvest. They can figure out how long the harvest is going to take. They'll show up at that time. We know about 10 o'clock he's going to get to the Peya. But if he could take it at any point in the harvest, they're going to have to sit there the whole time waiting for their Peya. Umipnei chshad, shelo yu over v'shavim omrim, right, tovu me'era lo'odim shelo yiniach Peya v'sodeir. People are not going to know where he left the Peya. And they're not going to know that he's going to still leave it, and they're going to think he didn't leave Peya at all. So therefore, the Torah made a kfias. You always leave Peya at the end. Nobody's choshed you that you didn't leave Peya yet, because you don't leave Peya till the end. Right. So people pass by, they see him harvesting, they don't see anything left for Peya, and they give him a klala.
But don't they get leket and stuff also?
What?
They get leket, so they can...
Yeah,
well,
but those...
They get leket stuff too.
Yeah, fine, but there's what's it called, but there's not always leket or whatever, and also Peya is a more substantial thing than the other ones, which depend on forgetting or whatever. This is something that's kavua. So they're more concerned about the Peya than necessarily the other things. Umishum bal techale, and also because the Torah said, lo sechale, which means don't finish the harvest without leaving Peya. So Gemara says, atu kulu la mishum bal techale. That's where we know you have to leave it in the end, from the word lo sechale. The Gemara is just giving reasons why the Torah said that. Right, so all of them are because of lo sechale. It's not a separate reason. Now the fourth reason is because of Ramoy. Because people would say, right, I left Peya already. I didn't leave anything. So you can't fool people, because if it's not in the end, you didn't leave Peya. So therefore, because of the Ramoyim also, the Torah said that you have to do it in the end. But all of them we learn from the word lo sechale. And these are four explanations of why the Torah said lo sechale. Chotzer sheyesh lo beis psachim, sheyesh lo bayis beis psachim, psuchim lechotzer. The house, where Rashi l'shitaso, the house has two doorways into the chotzer. Tzricha shtei neros ner lechol pesach. You need two neros, one in each doorway. Tin meforish time, ushim chshadim. Does a chshad. Shaharoa yesover shabayis cholub. For somebody who sees it will think that the house is separated into two families, a two-family house. And they'll say, one guy is not Mekayim, it's Nir Chanukah. And even like we said, even though there is no such person, so it's not going to harm anybody, because nobody's not Yotzi, because there is no such family, right? But it's going to harm the person who's being Choshed, because he's going to think that there are people who are not Yotzi Nir Chanukah. It's going to weaken his Chashivas of Nir Chanukah. Mibez ruchos, echad b'tzof, echad b'mizra. Right, two. And Rashi, it doesn't have to be one in north and one in south. Even one in north and one in east. As long as you can't see both of them from the same direction, the same problem is. shada di alma v'neir acheres ovim shom. If you're afraid of people don't know who lives in this house, then you should be afraid even if they're in the same direction. B'shuk afilu meruach achas nami. Svurim heim shabayis cholik mitochol. They'll think that it's a duplex house. They won't know that only one person lives in the house. And therefore, it's possible to have the chashad even in the same direction. The people who live in that city who know it's not a duplex house, and only one family lives there. Shiyodim shein choluk. So then why is the chashad even in two different things? The Gemara says, no, it's possible somebody will come, see that one door doesn't have a Ner Chanukah, and assume that the guy didn't light Ner Chanukah b'chlal, even in the other door. The sof sadeo b'gmar k'tziro. You only leave peya when you finish the harvest. K'desiv lo sechala. Mash v'shas kilui. When you finish, that's when there's the peya. Veloshi yatsa osa kodu l'chein. Not you should leave part of the field before you finish the harvest. Mipnei bitlaniyim, the kulam of forest. We'll explain all of them. Shoa pnuya, shein aniyim etzlo. Why? We're afraid the guy will take an opportune time and there's no aniyim around. The yomer lekrovo ani maher v'tuol kan. Right, take it now, fast, take the peya. So he'll get to give it to his crow. Actually, avo acher. Avo asher sheminicho b'gmar katsir. Everybody knows that when he finishes the harvest, that's when he's leaving the peah, they'll make sure to be around. The aniyim won't know when he's gonna leave the peah. So they'll be around all the time. This way they know, they can figure out that when the peah is going to be, they'll be around only that time. And they go to other fields for the other peah. When they see if he could leave it before, and all the aniyim would come and take it, and then people will see only the end of his harvest, and he's not leaving anything. So there'll be chosha that he never left peya. So therefore, what's it called? If you leave it in the end, people know that peya was always left in the end. Mishum lo sechala demash meshas kilun. Atu kulu hani damor and lo taima lo sechala koma farshi. The reason you know you leave it in the end is not for these reasons. The reason is because the Torah said lo sechala. We're just giving four reasons why the Torah said lo sechala. Right, Kumafarshi, Maishno Shaskilo, so why mention that as a separate reason? Omarov Neharamoy, Ha Ovrim Alosakhala, Ha Omrim Farinachnua. Right, we're afraid that people will say, I left pay already. And they didn't really leave it at all. So this way they can't trick people, because if you didn't leave it in the end, you didn't leave it. But you can't leave it beforehand. So that's why, for all those reasons. And here we see that what's it called? That Chshad is a significant factor. You don't do things that will make other people suspicious.